turning micro-sprinkler emitters upside down for young citrus trees is one of the ways University of Florida researcher Arnold Schumann says growers can optimize fertigation, which is applying nutrients through the irrigation system.
The main lessons learned were from the open hydroponics and advanced citrus production systems that were conducted over the last 5 years. So we gathered a lot of new ideas by conducting research experiments replicated in the grove. And the key things we found is that daily or frequent fertigation, sometimes multiple times a day, so that's fertilizer applied with the water, can greatly improve the rate of growth of new citrus trees and also mature trees, but particularly we focused on young trees, and thereby growing them to a size where they can be productive in as little as 2 to 3 years, produce viable economic fruit yields, get a head start on replanted groves as well as resets. So that was the gist of it, really. And main focus of my talk today was to implement those ideas in software, so that growers can take it with them and utilize those ideas in an easy to implement fashion. So it's a database driven program, and they simply add in the a list of grove parameters, for example, number of trees per acre, number of trees in a zone, in an irrigation zone, and importantly, the size of the trees. And then based on that, it calculates the amount of water required for the irrigation as well as the nutrient at a given time of the year for a given size of tree that they will require.
Where can they find this program?
Currently, they can find it directly from me. My email is schumaw@ufl.edu. And I just want to make contact with the people that are interested so I can compile a list of people for support, so that, because undoubtedly this is an evolving program with improvements coming up, and I want to have that list. So please, will you just email me? That's the first suggestion I have right now. But it is available as a prototype right now, and you're welcome to it.
Drip irrigation still seems to be the best, most efficient way to optimize fertigation, correct?
Yes, that's correct. One thing that drip irrigation does, which is very obvious, is it does not wet a large amount of soil surface. So that evaporation component is already greatly reduced. Now, my comparison or reference, of course, is the micro sprinkler under tree, they call them under trees micro sprinklers, micro sprinkler emitters, and they wet the a pretty large, sometimes the entire area under a tree, and sometimes beyond the canopy of a tree, and that immediately, of course, lays that water that's distributed there open to evaporation losses. Now, a drip does not do that. Most of what a drip deposits, a drip emitter, goes into the soil and to the root system directly.
You had something interesting on the micro irrigation. For young trees, you can actually do a little better with micro irrigation by turning the emitters upside down.
That's correct. An easily conducted change and using the micro sprinklers. And the idea is simply to make a smaller wetted circle when the trees are in fact small, and there's no need to wet the soil area way beyond the small canopies. So it's a small tree replant idea that really works. We've tested it out, and you want to essentially limit your spread of or spray pattern to no more than the canopy diameter, or approximately to that. And the first step you can do, the first and easiest and cheapest approach, is simply to invert your micro sprinkler on its stand for, I would guess, easily the first 2 years. And then when the tree becomes large enough to outgrow that area, you simply remove it and place it upright again, and then grow it into maturity.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.